is right across from Taisus Mitzudis. Amar Rav Huna bar Tachlifa. We had a machlokes yesterday, Rav and Shmuel. If you have a irrigation ditch running down fields, who has a right to? Thank you. Who has a right to close off the irrigation ditch to fill up their pit of water? Rav said the top ones, and Shmuel said the bottom ones. That the Gemara Amar Rav Huna bar Tachlifa Hashlei Yit Mahelchus Loi Kamar Veloi Kamar. We have no beferish halacha, not like Rav, not like Shmuel. Kol Alam Gvar. Whoever is stronger wins. Meaning, basically, might makes right here.
Not a Jewish concept, Rabbi.
Sometimes that is the Jewish concept. We don't know the halacha, there's no indication. Each one has a basis. And therefore, whoever does it just wins. Now, that doesn't mean beat the guy up. It means whoever is the stronger one and, you know, gets things done his way wins. Rashi. Rashi is called the Alam Gvar, two lines before the end of the narrow lines. Rashi has a problem. We have a concept that we always paskin like Shmuel in Dinei Mamonos. What happened to that? What happened to the rule that we always paskin like Shmuel in Dinei Mamonos? That's the rule in Shas. We paskin like Rav in questions of Isser and Heter, and we questions like paskin like Shmuel. So there is no hashtag lehilchus or lekamar veloy kamar. We always paskin like Shmuel. We know the halacha. So how could you say kol dalam gvar? Zotrashi. The less laid the hilchus of Shmuel Bedini. Rav Huna bar Tachlifa does not hold that rule. He disagrees with that rule. Therefore, he says kol dalam gvar. But we who paskin like Shmuel always would paskin like Shmuel over here, and there would be no kol dalam gvar. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos brings Rashi. He also says a different reason, that it could be over here Rav makes more sense. Chazal felt Rav was more logical, so therefore they said this is an exception to the rule. Rabbeinu Hanano says an interesting svara. He says, Shmuel answered the Mishnah according to Rav. What?
Why is more logical?
Because it makes sense that the top guy should get first. That's what they felt. Rabbeinu Hanano says, Shmuel went out of his way to answer the question on Rav. That shows that over here Shmuel wasn't as confident he usually is. That Shmuel went out of his way to answer Rav. That means he was giving support to Rav's, you know, it's a chiddush in Rabbeinu Hanano. Possibly he learned Shmuel was just trying to be intellectually honest. But that's what Rabbeinu Hanano says, therefore the rule doesn't apply here. That's the Gemara Vayikra. Now here we have an interesting story. Let us finish the story before everybody has, I'm sure, comments to make, or some people will have comments to make about the story. Rav Simi Barashi asked for the comment Abaya. Rav Simi Barashi came to Abaya. Amalei said to Abaya, Lusma Mar Be'idna. Can you give me a Seder? Can you have a time that you can learn with me? I'd like to have a Seder with Rabbi. Rabbi, I'd like to teach you to teach me. Amalei told me, Isni Idna Lididi. I have to learn myself. So he said, Lusma Mar Be'laila. Fine, so you learn yourself a day. Teach me at night. I guess Abaya was Rashiva. Besides learning himself, he also gave Shiurim. And he said, I want you to teach me at night. Amalei isli mayil ashkriye. I have to water my fields, meaning this irrigation ditch. And at night I go little by little. I don't close it off ever to make it my way. I don't ever dam it up. But I would be, what's the name again? But I do it little by little. Every night I go and water a little bit here and a little bit there. I have to be busy at night. I have to take care of my fields. I have to have food to eat. I'll do it by day. You learn with me at night, and at day I'll water your fields. Now, Abaya thought he was going to proceed the same way Abaya did. Not get involved with the neighbors, not dam it up and close it up to get the water into the pit, but rather every day take a little bit of water out of the irrigation ditch and move it with his hand and get it done. That's what Abaya was doing at night. Abaya at night didn't close off the irrigation ditch to fill up his pit. Had he done that, he would have taken care of all the watering right away. Abaya didn't want to get involved in an argument. Top, bottom, Abaya was in the middle. So he said, every night he went and took a little bit of water and he worked his field. It was work. So when Rav Simi Barashi offered to do it, Abaya thought he would do it his way. I'm a little guy, great idea. I'll learn with you at night. You water my fields by day. Ugly loy. So if Simi Barashi went to the ones at the top, Amalu Tisoy Shoy Masi by Bresha. I want you fellows to know that the bottom ones get before you. Don't dam up the river to fill up your pit. The bottom ones get it. Azul went to the bottom ones. Don't dam it up. Don't fill up your pits because the top ones get it first. But basically, there's no halacha. It's called Am Gvar. Called Am Gvar means if you can come up with a trick that you go first, you can use that trick. So he told each one, you know, it's the other guy. Told one guy, it's the other guy. Told the other guy, it's the other guy. Meanwhile, he's in the middle. So So he went, damped it up, filled up his pit, was finished for the season in one day, took care of it. Meanwhile, he took care of it. And he felt he was doing a legal thing because there's no halacha. It could be the top ones first. It could be the bottom ones first. It's called Adam Gvar.
So
whoever
wins. Whoever means you're allowed to lie.
Called Adam Gvar means you can use any tactic to get it because there's no halacha. He told them, again, let's finish the story.
Lie. What do you mean? He said that. They're going to...
We didn't finish the story. Remember I said I want to finish the story? I knew everybody would have, some people would have a lot of comments to make. I wanted to finish the story. And he asked the comment on Baya. Then he came in Tabaya. Also, Amarle can be tray, obviously. He did the wrong thing. You can't grab the rope at both ends. You can't tell people halacha is one way, then tell them halacha is the other way. You could have said you hold Eloi. You could have said you hold Tesoi. And they would have respected you because that would have been a means of called the Olam Gvar. Let's say Abai would have been the top field. If Simon Rashi would have told the bottom field, Eloi Gvar. He could say that. He passed it that way. Aizagaya, that's called the Olam Gvar. But to say both ways, that's not the right thing to do. So we're like, to Imdu Abai Lepevi, the Chana Hishaita. Abai did not eat the fruit of that year. Didn't want to eat fruit that was watered in that way. The shaitans make out that it wasn't gezel, because the whole thing is darkei shalom. The water belongs to everybody, and really, without the takonas of Eloi and Tatoi, everybody can take whatever they want. So it was only darkei shalom. Abaya felt this was a violation of darkei shalom, and he didn't want people to see him eating the fruit. So he sold it. He didn't throw it away in the garbage. He sold it. But he didn't want to eat from that fruit. If Simi Barashi felt included in Kol Dalam Gvar is to use any maneuvering. So he maneuvered. Abaya was not happy with it. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Lights the Marbidna. Yeshiveni Adaini. Lights means sit down. Master, sit down. Loom my base. Give me a set time. Lights the Mar. Let the Rebbe sit with me. But isn't that a certain time? But the deal the gear starts to learn myself. The story shows the marriage. Ain't not to Mashoyim the Sechroy. You're not allowed to close it up. Kvei Trey Rav Shmuel. Period. Zach Tikamar Vait. Another story. Hani B'nei Bech.
What would happen if you would have said, I can't learn with you in the morning, and I can't learn with you at night?
That's what he said.
Learning at night myself. Is it a
chiyuv
for a rabbi to learn with his
talmidim? So Ramesha writes that you're mechuyev to give 10% to learn with others. Meister of time. 10%. See, because you should know, you opened up a sugya here. I didn't want to get into it, but it's okay. It's illegal.
I'm calling Rebbe today,
so I'm going to
learn with
Rebbe. Okay. The answer is, Dr. Meisha, you see from this Gemara, a lot of achrayim arrive in this Gemara, that your learning comes first. Abai said, I'm busy learning. Terence says, you have to learn yourself. You can't sacrifice your own learning. So, Tremesha, Tachi of Meiser. Just like the Tachi of Meiser of money, the Tachi of Meiser of time to dedicate to help others. That's where Meiser writes. It's a big machloikas. This raya from this Gemara is brought. They bring a raya from this Gemara. Abai said, I know I have a chiyuv to teach others, but I have a chiyuv to take care of myself. And I tried to avoid the issue by saying Abaye was Rosh Hashiva and he was giving shiurim. Wasn't ignoring the klal. He just had time, so he wanted to learn himself. Doesn't have to dedicate his whole day to teach others. So the question is, how much time does a person... So Ramesha writes that every person should give 10% to learn with others. That's what he says. So Ramesha writes, again, I'm not... Others learn differently. I'm just pointing out this issue. You brought up a fair issue of exactly. Abaye's answer was, I'm busy learning. Therefore, I can't learn with you. Well, learn with me. Herod says he has to learn himself. So where do you draw the line between your personal growth and the growth and teaching others? As I answered that way, I was careful. That's the way I answered it. I said he was giving a shiurim. He was a shiva. So, but the question is, so where do you draw the line? So again, Ramesha writes Meiser. It's Ramesha's chiddush, but that's what Ramesha writes. Let's take my advice. Hanu b'nei b'echar mach, the azu kare b'reishu the shavasa. What happened was, there was a river, and the name of the river was Shamvasa, and they, people of Bechermach, wanted to divert the river to go around their field on three sides and then go back where it flows. So let's say the river was flowing to the eastern side of their field. So they wanted to move that the river should go south, west, north, and not run in the east of their field, but divert it. Divert the river to go around their field back to where it was flowing. So basically, their claim is they're not touching, the river's going to flow, they're not taking any water out of the river, they're just diverting. What they gain is that the river runs on three sides, it waters the field automatically by being around the field on all three sides. When you have water around three sides of your field, the wetness, the moisture, goes into the land. That's what they wanted to do.
The picture is you know, it dammed up only half of it, so there's still, what he writes is, there's still flow completely straight. They only dammed up half of it, so it's still, some is flowing.
Rashi says they dammed up half of it, right? Rashi says that. I mean, the same side could have been the whole thing, I think.
Less of a problem.
The Trashi, Gotzul HaHakivus to the same Behanor, they wanted to surround their fields with river water. But Karl Mamalim to the same, with Sad Rosha Elyon Shahanor, towards the upper side of the river, the Silu Mitzasan, that's the word Archlo Zero Ninan, they put some of it to the same. Ubisaim to the same, Ishibu, they turned it around, Achachozer and Afulinor. Basically, diverted the river, or a section of the river, to go around. Zog de Gemara. Asu Eloi Lekama Dabaya. So the people that were upstream came to Abaya, and they said to him, Amarle Kamaskal Inarin. This is disturbing the flow of the water, because any water that gets diverted slows down. No, the people upstream said it's basically flooding our fields. It slows down the current, and the water builds up.
Too much water,
and it's flooding our fields. They would leave the river doing things, and the river would go straight. We would get whatever there by making it, diverting it, are slowing the current, slowing the flow of water, and therefore it's building up back and flooding our fields. So, Amarlu, Karabadai Treporta. So they said, that's not a problem. Dig deeper. Dig deeper, and when you dig deeper, it'll move quicker. Amarlu, Kayavshi Perin. If we dig deeper, the water will be too deep. It won't give us the moisture, the water that we get now when the water level is higher. If we dig deeper, what's going to happen is the it won't fill up the irrigation ditches. Not 100% sure, because if it's flooding, the higher edge all it's doing is it moving back to normal height. But that's what they said, that if we dig deeper, it's going to cause our fruits not to grow as well. So he told the Bechermach, sorry, you guys can't divert the river at the expense of other people. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, maybe your art school explains it better to me. Kamaskal in the Harim, Nor Shlodu Niskal. It's disturbed. Neshe Sibu, Ve'edin Nimshech Mayer, it doesn't go quickly. The Tzavim Hamayim, Derech Sidiseinu. The water flows over our fields. Shekein Derech Hanor Hamesiv, this is the way of a river that turns. Eim Malim Meim of Kalin Loret, doesn't move as quick. Me'a Kumis, because of the crookedness. Karl Badei Treburta, Hemiku Hamayim Etzlechem Beroish HaMesiba. I guess he told the Bechermoch, when you divert it, dig deeper at the diversion point. When you divert it, dig it deeper. That way, the water will flow. Okay. We'll lose out. Because if we make it deeper, and that'll make the water flow better from the top fields, it'll hurt us. We won't gain what we wanted.
It says in dry years.
Drier years where we depend on it. Rashi says that. In dry years, the moisture will go. It won't fill up our irrigation ditches. So he told them, sorry, can't help you. Peri means produce, like the produce of traps, the meaning of netting. All I was trying to say is peri doesn't have to be fruit from a tree. Peri can be any produce. Fine. Amalah abayah lebnei chermach, tabayah ko bnei chermach, slichim lamshayah besosmus musulmaschem. Close off your diversion. Right. That's the correct right. Metzudis chayah v'ayif v'dogim gashbehem. The other thing with the takana was that traps of animals have gezum nedark yishalom. Dr. Gemara, Be'uzli V'arvi Kulam Le Pligi. Everybody agrees by traps that have a inside, a netting. Rashi says, Uzli is Rishasa Shochutin Sheshlem Taich, a netting that the animal goes into the netting. Or Ari Shogumagummi, made out of a different material. Ki Pligi B'lechi V'kukri. Lechi V'kukri are traps that the animal doesn't fall into the trap. It gets caught by a hook or by another means. It's not in anybody's keli. If I have something in my keli, I'm kind of. But the question is, this is not in anybody's keli. It's just being held by my hook. He probably has fancy words. What's lechi and kukri?
Hook and a cord.
Cord, hook and a cord. Rashi kulam pligi. The kivin the eshlam teich. Since they have it inside, kano loy kela v'avi gezel gomer. Lechi is kika, that's a hook. Kukri shar mitzudas v'machshalim, different kinds of traps and stumbling blocks. She nice them chut arach benor, they make a long string in the river. The chayzim be'machtem up me'kula, they have needles, pins, the whole way, and the animal gets stuck in one of those pins. Mitzias chayr shayta, Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Yisem and Gezel Gomer. What is the difference between darkei shalom and Gezel Gomer? Amar Rav Chisda, don't think it's biblical gezel. It's not. They weren't kind of biblically. Why should it be biblical gezel? It means gezel gomer b'divreyem. It's rabbinic gezel. What's the difference between saying it's awesome midark yishalom and saying it's awesome because rabbinic gezel? Dark yishalom, we won't take it away if the guy violates it. Yes, this is our halacha. If he asks the Shiloh what's the right thing to do, he should do it. But if he takes it, we're not going to go prosecute him.
It's a trap without a precept, without a...
Right. Masha'enkin gezel gomer b'divreihem, like the Matthias Cheresh right to the cotton, which is where Rabbi Yezi said, gezel gomer b'divreihem, right, I think he said about Matthias Cheresh right to the cotton. He didn't say about the traps. No, he did. He said about the traps also. And by Matthias Cheresh right to the cotton. That's enforceable. Rabbana made it gezel, and they go and enforce it. Rashi with Devrayim, Philu Rabbi Yosi, Lav Gesel Deraisu. But now, Kamina Rabbi Yosi, Loitzia B'dayanim. Rabbanu Loi Nafik B'dayanim. Dayanim don't get involved. It's Usher. He did a wrong thing, but we're not prosecuting it. Biel, Rabbi Yosi, Gesel Ma'alya Loi Havi, Lips of Eidus. We don't pass him to Eidus, Lav Ra'o B'lav. Meaning Rashi's trying to say, if you steal with the Raisa, there's consequences. Besides Bezin going for you, you have a Lav, Loi Sigzo, you become Pasal Eidus. That's only by Gneiv and not Gzeila, but we're not getting involved in that. But the here it's both, everybody agrees it's rabbinic. Question is, to what degree rabbinic is it? Is it rabbinic, don't do it? Or is it rabbinic, if you do it, we'll take it away from you. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbat. Sunday morning, 6:30, we will do some Chazara. Monday morning, 5:50. Tuesday morning, 6 o'clock.